Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. This one's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk about student voice in Equity and Civics Youth Fellowship Program. I'm excited to have Ace Christiani here. Ace, thank you so much for talking to me about this wonderful opportunity that you're a part of.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
So, Ace, you're a participant in the Equity and Civics Youth Fellowship Program. And I do know that your social studies teacher, Alex Hammer, really encouraged you to apply for it. Can you tell us a little bit about what this program entails, what it's all about?
We look at like where like the state of equity and civic education is and like trying to like make it more fair, because like federal spending, we spend a drastically more amount of money in STEM than we do on civic education. And so we look at that, and then we go to DC, we learn a whole lot more about like civic education, and then they have us, we do projects throughout the year. We're starting out one where we look at like where, how civic education in our community is, whether it's local, like your city or your state. It's really exciting.
So yeah, you're jumping in saying, I want to learn more about this, particularly at the local level. But we're going to take a little deeper dive here with some of my questions, but so definitely an interest of yours, and you went ahead and filled out that application, and I was told, and this occurred last spring, if I remember right, and I was told that it was quite a rigorous process. So what did that all entail, applying to be part of this program? What was that like?
So first, I had to get nominated by a teacher. As I was being nominated, I had to go fill out an application, and then you just sit there and you wait. And then I got informed that I was, informed that they want to do an interview with me. And so I do an interview, sit, wait for a little bit, and then I get an email telling me that I was a finalist, which then you go do another interview, and you like just talk to them more about the program. And then I was informed that I was one of 33 kids who would be part of the program this year.
And that's across the country, Ace?
Yes.
That's,
I think we had a little over 300 students apply this past year.
So right, about 10% that apply get into the program. What was it about the application that you got their attention?
Yeah, so you have to like talk to them about like why you're interested in this, and then a main reason why I was included was I have had in the past, I worked with nonprofits, Iowa State Schools, Peace Pass Love, part of their school boards. So I've always been like very much engaged and like civics. So that was like a main reason why they wanted me there. They wanted wanted someone with past experience.
I was gonna say, so they see this as, okay, this student has a passion area and some experience and could probably really contribute to this program with not only a deep interest in it, but also you've been doing a lot of work around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the application goes in, and yeah, later on you are identified and selected as a finalist. And so talk to us a little bit about the interview process over the summer. You know, what was that like? What did they want to hear from you to say, absolutely, Ace needs to be part of this program?
So the first interview was kind of like just going over the questions of the application again, just getting like more deeper answers to it, having a conversation over it. And then also briefly talking about the program, being like, these are the expectations of it. And the second meeting we had, it was, again, like expectations, going more in depth on how the program works itself, what they expected from us, and stuff like that.
So you're just able to have kind of a conversation and say, here's what I'm really interested in. Here's how I would connect it to the local level and want to be part of that. And so they looked at you and said, we need Ace in this program. Now, then it started. And I know that you recently, within the last several weeks, returned from Washington, D.C. as part of this program. So tell us a little bit about that experience. What did those days in Washington, D.C. entail? And then maybe how does that relate back here at the local level where you're so interested in having an influence?
So it was really busy and we did a lot in the course of 3 days. We were there just for a weekend. It was really interesting. We went to the Capitol building. We got to see like all the old chambers, and it was during when we had the government shutdown, so like it was just chaotic there. It was so fun. We went outside of the White House and visited Lafayette Plaza, where most of the protests happened in D.C. We went to the American History Museum, which everyone should go to if they go to D.C. is the best museum there. And it was really impactful. And then we went to war memorials, and something that was really interesting from the World War II memorial is that they have pillars for each state. And so like I went and made sure I found Iowa.
I have never been to Washington, D.C., but when I've heard from students and from families that visit there, they do light up like you do. And just thinking about the rich history of our country and all of the things, you know, it seems like it is a dash out there. There's so many things to see. Talk to me about, so when you think about that, and now you're really thinking about our rich history as a country, what did that mean to you as you kind of return back to Iowa after that experience?
It was really impactful, especially like the museums I went to and like observing history, not just by just reading it, but going and like looking at these items, looking at the memorials. Like the Vietnam Memorial was very impactful for a lot of us, just because you read about it, you learn about it, but being there and reading the names off, knowing that like there's a person behind each name, that was greatly impactful. And just experiencing history.
What a great experience. So when I think about the Equity and Civics Youth Fellowship, it is a 10-month program. So this just wasn't a trip out to D.C.
Yeah.
You've got a lot going on, including kind of a responsibility to create a student campaign of some sort. And so talk to us a little bit about what you're thinking about as it relates to this campaign and how that might influence our local area.
Well, I hope that like through my campaign, I can bring attention, like what we do really well here in West Des Moines and Iowa when it comes to civic education, and also point out that we may be lacking on certain things. History is a lot, and it is very difficult to cram all of it into classes. But like I personally feel like there's certain things that we could improve on. And so I'm really excited. Our first project is we're going to just do like a state of civic education for our state or for our city. So I'm really excited to get ahead on that this Sunday, actually.
So you're already a full-time student, and then you get really excited, you get nominated, you apply, and you add on this 10-month program on top of everything else that's going on. So that's busy. So clearly this was something important to you. Why was this opportunity so important to you that you've increased the rigor of what's going on in your life as a student out there at Walnut Creek campus?
I just believe that like everyone should be able to have the best possible like civic education that you can have. I'm someone who loves social studies, like U.S. history 1 and 2, loved it, and everything like that, like government. I feel like we need to improve our classes, and just like, because there's still I've met students, not even at Walnut Creek, but like at Valley, students who like don't fully walk all those classes, don't always fully understand how everything is. So like improving it, and also like we skip over like so much history sometimes, where it's like, which is like, again, I don't want to shame my school district. I love history. I love how we do it. I just feel like as a state and as a city, we can improve. And I think we can definitely make kids love social studies more.
Well, clearly this experience out to Washington, D.C. and the conversations you're having brings it more to life. You know, it's so important that our students have direct purposeful experiences out there. And like you said, being out there and seeing the museums and seeing the memorials and seeing all those things, a lot different than reading about it in a textbook or even seeing it on a video. It's just a completely different experience, and it clearly has moved you. And I think that's awesome. So I also hear in this conversation, we haven't said this out loud, but really how important student voice is and taking ownership and being an active participant rather than just kind of sitting back and listening, but actually getting your voice out there. And you're clearly doing that. What do you think? Clearly you recognize that that's important as well. So what is the significance of student voice? And let's go particularly just right into a school system, West Des Moines Community Schools. Why would student voice be important?
Because school is there to prepare you for to be an adult, especially high school. School is there to prepare you for the world outside of school. And in the world outside, you have an impact on your government, your vote, your representative is supposed to listen to you. And so it should be like that in school, in the schools and how what school boards decide impacts the most the students. And so by having the students' voices, you're aware of policies that might on paper sound really good, but when the student body is that's not going to implement well, that it's not going to work as well as you think it is. And also having students be able to be we as students see this problem happening here and we would like it to be improved, and allowing them to make suggestions and work with them to improve the school district, I think is very crucial.
I love that response. I've been known to say when students are running things, we've arrived. This experience is for you. The experience that we create, the conditions that we create in our schools are for the students. So it makes so much sense to me to ask, how is it going? Is the policies and the rules and the procedures all translating to a great school experience for our students? You're going to continue this work, it looks like, through May. And so I'm going to ask you this question. As you're reflecting along the way, because you're along this journey, you've just come back from Washington, D.C. I watch you just kind of light up when you talk about that experience as well. What are you learning about yourself, throughout this journey? And I know we've got several months to go, but have you learned anything about yourself that you could share with us?
Just that I'm really obsessed with social studies, and it's definitely had me more, because I'm a senior, I'm looking at what I want to do for college right now. It's made me want to go either into history or become a history teacher and teach civic education.
Well,
it's so crucial.
I'll put one vote in for you going and becoming a social studies teacher, then you come back and I'll hire you. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
So, lastly,
it's so important.
I love it. I love your passion. So lastly, here's what we're going to do. When I walk through the halls and I talk to students, I always talk to them about how important it is to have one adult in their life at school. Now, your parent, your guardian, that should be your biggest fan, the person that you can go to with anything. I also need an adult in your life at school that if you had a problem or that you just feel so connected to, I want to know who that would be. This is the time that we get to do a shout out. This is kind of fun. Who would that adult be in your life?
Not nervous that they're going to listen and be like, oh, we know who Ace's favorite is. I would have two of them. I think it would be Alex Hammer, my social studies teacher, and then Randy, my science teacher. Both of them have been really supportive. I want to create media champions for seniors, which is just another adult to cheer you on. And Randy is, and she's she's been my hype man. And Alex is the one who nominated me, and he's my favorite teacher. He's my advisory teacher.
When you think about that nomination, what that's really telling you, and I hope you hear this loud and clear, is Mr. Hammer knew that you would be a great candidate because you would have the will and the skill, that you'd follow through, that you'd take it serious, that you would soak up that experience. And that's why he nominated you. And I've just talked to you for a couple, 3 minutes. And it's yep, I see what he saw. And so what a testament to you and what you're doing in school that certainly got his attention. And I bet in the program, you've proven that as well. Yeah. So I tell you what, Ace, I really appreciate you taking just a little bit of time. You've got a very busy schedule and you've got a lot going on. And I think that I enjoy showcasing the great things that our students in West Des Moines schools are doing. And this particular topic really resonated with me. And I just appreciate you spending a little time with me.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.